Catholic Podcast.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Flipside Catholic Podcast. I'm Caitlin.
Jeremy.
And we're excited to be back here today to kind of keep going through our journey of Lent. And our last episode, we really touched on, like, what is Ash Wednesday and what is the purpose of Lent, and talked about some of the different ways you can enter into this season, especially in the realm of fasting and prayer and almsgiving. And so today we're going to talk a bit about, like, what happens when maybe those Lenten promises aren't going too great. Like, what do you do? Do you just give up completely? We're going to talk a bit about that. Talk a bit about, like, battling temptation and what that looks like.
Yeah, I'm excited. I feel like, what is this, the technically second week, full week of Lent? But it's still early. It's still, like, towards the beginning of Lent. And so it's easy, though, to be like, oh, I messed up, I'm just not going to do it. Mm-hmm. But, like, you have so much time left. Like, don't give up now. This can still be a very fruitful Lent. And a time for you to grow much closer to the Lord and experience His mercy. So I just want to encourage you, yeah, whatever your, you know, penances were or your commitments were, to maybe just revisit those and check in on, like, how are you doing on those? Let's maybe talk a little bit about, like, what that looks like when, you know, you're struggling to continue with the thing, or, you know, there's temptation to maybe, oh, it's fine, it's just a piece of candy, like, I'm just gonna have it, you know,
right,
or like,
right.
Oh, it's, I'm just gonna go on my phone, it's just, I just need to check this one thing. Yeah, like, how do you feel about, like, that? Like, what are some words that you have when dealing with temptation?
Yeah, well, I mean, even just this Lent, like, I've been dealing with it, so, like, I definitely haven't fulfilled all of my Lenten goals, like, haven't made it to daily mass yet, and that was definitely one of them, because I'm like, I want to sleep. I don't want to get up at 7 to go to daily mass, you know? So there's, like, this temptation to just, like, avoid it, because it's like, well, it was just a goal I said. It's not like I'm, you know, missing Sunday mass or something. Yeah. So, and even today when I was driving my car, I wanted to turn music on, but so I could, like, feel this temptation in me. I could feel this, like, just do it. Just do it. It's fine. It's just music. Don't worry about it. But I was like, no, I'm not going to, because, like, I told myself I wasn't going to. And it's just so hard to do that and to, like, stick with it. And I found myself, like, singing to myself in the car. Like, I know that's really lame, but, like, I'm so, like, not wanting to sit in, like, the quiet that I'm just, like, filling the silence with my own noise, like, and it's just, yeah, it's really telling, I think, too, of, like, how we don't like to just sit with ourselves or to even, like, avoid prayer at times. So yeah, I'm struggling. I don't know how you're doing, but
yeah, I am grateful for Lent. I think, well, one thing I'll say is, like, yeah, I think there's just this classic stereotype of people who have either, like, left the church or who have, like, animosity towards the church, of, like, this feeling of, like, Catholic guilt. You know, like, anytime you go do something, there's that bit of you that's just, like, trained to feel this guilt. And, like, I think there's some goodness in, like, being remorseful and feeling guilt, you know, properly forming your conscience. But one thing that I want to say is, like, there's this feeling that we can have, like, in Lent of, like, oh, I did this thing, I'm such a bad Catholic, or I'm such a bad disciple of Jesus. But, like, no, it just means you're human and you're a sinner, and, like, get up and try again. But, like, also, you don't have to, like, perfectly check off all your Lenten things for you to be the perfect Catholic. Like, it's not about those things more than it is about you encountering Jesus. But yeah, I totally hear that. There's been times where I have messed up on my Lenten things, and I just am like, oh, wow, I'm a failure or whatever. But it's like, no, like, it's not, I'm not sinning.
It's not about being perfect either.
No.
Because we're not going to be.
Right.
While we're here on earth. Like, that's not, and God knows that.
And so I think when, like, talking about temptation and how to, like, overcome it, or how to, you know, deal with it and how to do Lent well, I think we're kind of asking the wrong question. It's not like, how can I overcome it so that I can, you know, crush my tasks or do my tasks. The question should be more like, how can I encounter Jesus in this temptation, right? Because that's the goal, is to be able to focus our minds on Christ. So like, yeah, I was doing this thing called Exodus 90 with a couple of friends, but they kind of stopped doing it. So I stopped doing it because I'm not going to do it by myself. So yeah, I've been just like, Lord, I don't know what you want for me in this time of Lent. And I've been taking this week as like a time to pray about, Lord, what do you want me to do with this time? How can I encounter you more? And it's been a really freeing and fulfilling time. Yeah.
Nice. Are there any, like, particular things that you feel like he's calling you to, or, like, graces that you've received, like, through that? Like, that might be helpful for, like, people who are listening or watching, too, just to know, like, how do you navigate, like, when you tried to commit to something and then you, like, pray for the Lord's guidance and, like, what's next? Like, how do you really, like, interpret that or receive that?
I think it's pretty, I don't want to say simple. It is kind of simple, though. It's, like, chances are we all probably know what the thing is in our life that is holding us back from a deeper encounter with Jesus. For me, I was like doing all these things with Exodus 90. But I realized like spending money and just like shopping is really just like a big thing for me that is just an escape. It's like, oh, I'm feeling sad, or I don't want to sit with this. I'm going to go have some retail therapy. Like, let's go to a thrift store. Not that that's bad. But in that time, instead of just like going to these like thrift stores or going to these worldly things for like fulfillment and gratification and like to feel better, like I should just pray, or I should go have a phone call with a friend or catch up with a friend, or, you know, go for a walk. So I think that really when it comes down to it, like a really good thing for us to do in this time is to just examine our life honestly and just like call out the things that are holding us back.
Yeah.
Right. Cause you probably all know what those things are.
Yeah.
And the thing that you like, you're like, well, no, this isn't holding me back. Like if you're making excuses for it, like that's probably a good sign. Like that maybe is something that you need to reexamine.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not completely cutting it out. Maybe it's just limiting it.
Yeah.
One of the most fruitful things I ever did for Lent and really helped my prayer life was cutting out music until I've prayed like for that day. I've done my personal prayer time. So like not listening to music until I got my prayer time in. Yeah. And I was kind of hesitant. I was like, is this going to make me feel like prayer is a checklist? But it, for me, it really helped. It was like, no, I'm going to start my day with prayer so that I can listen to music throughout the day.
Yeah.
And I found that I would listen to like more Christian music and it just like really, my prayer time seeped into my life. Which is the goal. So, yeah, just be honest with yourself, I think, is the most helpful thing.
Yeah, that can be, like, so hard to do, too, right? Because we never want to be wrong. We never want to be, really looking at ourselves to the point where we realize that we actually have some issues that we need to work through. Like, it's really hard. And we all do. We all have problems. We all have areas of healing that we need, and we're all sinners, so we all need the Lord's mercy and his grace to be able to get back into right judgment and on the right path with him. But yeah, it's really hard to have that like self-reflection, both because we don't like to do it because it makes us be like, ooh, yeah, no, that's not too great, we need to fix that. But we also don't like to do it because sometimes we hyperfixate on it, right? Sometimes we get so down on ourselves, we're like, ooh, now I'm just a really terrible person. And then sometimes people like spiral from that, right? Like I know I have before, where it's like, oh, I'm the worst. And then it's just like, and then I have to be like, no, okay, like Jesus died for me. I'm not gonna let myself spiral. I'm gonna go to confession, or I'm gonna do X, Y, or Z to, you know, help that healing process. So yeah, I think that can also be this like tangent to battling temptation too, is like not letting yourself spiral out of control, because like, yes, we need to focus on the things that will bring us closer to Jesus, and also to like help those areas that are struggling or hurt, but he wants to help us in that and work with us in that. And that's why he died for us.
Maybe you, at the beginning of Lent, you picked something and you're like, I'm gonna fast from this, you know, and then you're realizing that doesn't really have a big hold over me, or, you know, that's right, not a, that's right, not a thing that's been very helpful for me. Like, you can change what you do. Totally. Like, don't feel like it has to be like a, like, I'm white knuckling it, or like,
yeah,
all right, this is the perfect Lent plan, you know,
you're, I, like, have to stick box, to this
box. Like, yeah, yeah, like, maybe, yeah, it was good that you gave up sweets for Lent, because it made you realize I don't really eat sweets as it is, so this isn't much of a sacrifice for me.
Yeah,
maybe that's really helpful for you to, like, oh, this is the thing that I need to sacrifice.
Yeah,
like, have that freedom to, like, maybe shake up what you do.
Yeah,
right, like, no one goes to, like, the gym necessarily and does the same thing every day. Like, you need to be, right, hitting different things and, yeah, training different things, and, like, that's kind of how our soul is in this time. Like, don't feel like you have to do the perfect thing or go through the right hoops or the motions. Like, give yourself that freedom. And it comes back to, like, just being honest with yourself. Like, where do you find that you need the Lord's mercy in your life? Yeah. Where do you find that you need to maybe surrender some things? 'Cause this is a journey. This whole 40 days is a journey. It's a time of preparation to encounter the Lord.
Yeah.
More fully, like, in his resurrection at Easter. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how can you best prepare? How can you best prepare for the Lord at Easter? And chances are it's probably not, well, I'm going to not eat chocolate on Mondays. You know, it's like,
yeah,
I don't know about probably that. Not. Like, maybe, like, okay, let's say, maybe it's, you don't give something up. Like, what's something you, yeah, can add to your prayer life?
Yeah. There's been months that I've definitely not given things up, yeah, where I have, same, incorporated more into my life, and that's been just as fruitful. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Temptation is not fun.
No.
and especially, it's like in the moments when you realize that you're battling temptation, where there's that little voice that's coming to you and saying, just do it, it's fine. Like, you, I, at least I could speak for myself, like, I don't like that feeling. That feeling of, like, ah, I'm questioning this, or, oh, I'm considering giving in to this temptation. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's not a fun place to be in, because a lot of times you feel very helpless.
Yeah.
And in that moment is when you need the Lord, yeah, more. Yeah. So it's like, okay, Lord, I'm currently, like, I'm just going to be honest with myself. Like, I'm here, I'm in this place of feeling, like, weak. And, like, I can just give in to this temptation. Mm-hmm. But, Lord, I need you right now. And, like, help me to overcome this. We're not going to be perfect on this, yeah, side of heaven. So there's, yeah, going to be days where you mess up, where you fail. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. Get back up. Go to confession, perhaps. And, yeah, you know, invite the Lord into your heart again. Because the Lord doesn't remember our sins after we confess them. It's us. We remember them, and we beat ourselves up for them.
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage you, whatever that is, whatever it looks like, be flexible and be realistic and honest with yourself for this remainder of Lent. We, yeah, still have, what, four weeks?
Yeah,
like a month.
Yeah.
Still have, like, a month left.
Yeah.
Like, don't give up now. Like, don't give up hope now. Yeah. This is a season of hope, of waiting for the Lord. Yeah. So, yeah, I just want to give that encouragement.
Yeah, definitely, like, call on the Lord in these times of temptation, and just remember that he's always with you through it all, and that even when you have these voices in your head that are like, oh, just do it, or, you know, like, creating this uncomfortable feeling, that, like, that's not the Lord. He is not going to make you anxious like that. He's not going to be the one that's like, oh, just do this thing that you gave up. Like, he's not gonna do that. So yeah, the Lord sometimes asks things that are hard of us, just to remember that he is with you, and that in those times, like, you can just say, like, no, Jesus, I trust in you, and just call on his name.
Like, in the garden, right? Like, when Adam and Eve were in the garden, like, they heard these doubts, these voices in their head. They heard the serpent tempting them, right? And, like, they, you know, one thing that sticks out to me is what the serpent said is, like, did God really say, you know, like, the serpent comes in and he immediately questions and undermines what God objectively did say. So he tries to confuse you. He is. He's the worst. And he tries to confuse you, and he tries to distort truth. Adam and Eve endured that as well. And, you know, from that original sin happened and sin entered the world. Mm-hmm. And we all have experiences with doubt, with fear, with temptation, mm-hmm. yeah. And a whole slew of other fun things. but yeah. I just want to encourage you, you're not alone in that.
Yeah.
We both here, mm-hmm. we work for the church and we struggle with it. To struggle is good. To struggle and to come out on the other side, having grown closer to the Lord yeah. is such an amazing and beautiful thing yeah. to be made stronger. So don't give up. Remember to just keep coming back to the feet of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Know that we'll be praying for you, and we look forward to seeing you next week here on The Flip Side.